Hello everyone,
this is
Jeremy,
and you're listening to
Jeremy's English Tips,
a series by the Curious English Podcast, where I teach you interesting expressions or share language learning tips.
In this episode, we are going to be talking about taking a break.
Now, I often get this question from language learners
all over the world.
And is it okay to take a break from studying?
Now I understand why most people ask this question.
For those of us who are really serious about learning a language, we sometimes feel like if we stop, we are going to lose
What we have gained.
In other words, we feel like if we take a break for too long, we might lose all of our language learning progress.
Burnout is what happens when you have been working too hard for too long and your brain is exhausted.
I'm sure we have all had this experience at some point in our life.
Burnout in language learning can actually be very dangerous in the sense that it might knock you off your language learning journey.
It might lead to you quitting or stopping your language learning altogether.
And of course, this is not what we want. So in order to avoid burnout,
I recommend taking a break from time to time.
A day, maybe a few days, or even a week, is usually enough for you to renew your spirit and come back to your language study refreshed and ready for more. The second reason I recommend taking a break is related to digestion.
Now, we all know that we can't just continually eat food all day, every day, right?
We eat a meal, and when we feel full, we stop eating.
Then we wait a few hours, sometimes five, six, seven, or eight hours,
and then we have another meal.
And most of us follow this cycle throughout our entire lives.
Why do we take a break between meals?
Well, we need time to digest the food that we have eaten.
Our brain needs time to digest the information that we have fed it. Grammar in particular is something that takes a long time to digest.
We can say that grammar is sort of like protein. Meat, fish, nuts, things like this are foods that are high in protein.
And if we eat protein, sometimes our body needs more time to digest.
Grammar is also like this.
Grammar is not very intuitive. Often it requires a lot of practice.
And it is not very easy to understand at first.
So if you study grammar every day, all day, you may find that it is difficult to apply what you have learned immediately.
Now, I should mention this may not be the case if your native language is similar to the language that you learn.
For me, I have experience learning Korean and learning Spanish.
Spanish and English are quite similar in many ways, including word order and grammatical construction as well as vocabulary.
So for me, studying Spanish grammar was much easier, meaning it took less time for me to apply what I learned.
Then, with learning Korean grammar, Korean word order is mostly the opposite of English. The grammar is very, very different,
and there are very few common cognates, which are words that share the same root in English and Korean.
So for this reason, Korean requires a lot more digestion time, so I would often take a break from studying rather than just studying every day haphazardly. So that's all I have for you in this episode.
Yes, it is okay to take a break, and in fact, I actually recommend. Just don't take a break for too long, and it's probably a good idea to listen to Curious episode or two from time to time to keep your head in the game. Don't forget that we have a study guide, a transcript available for this episode on our website, curious.com, and you can contact us on social media or through email at contact@curious.com.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope this helped.
Until next time. Bye.